small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
I'm Murray Valeriano.
And today, Murray.
Yes.
We are recording one of our Patreon curated episodes. Now, usually these drop on a Monday as
right.
a Monday bonus
okay.
episode. But this week, this is going to be our regular episode. This drops this coming Thursday.
I saw that on Twitter. That's
yeah,
very exciting.
It's exciting because you're here. That's the reason. It's because you're here.
I'm glad to be here. I feel like it's been a while since I've been here.
You know what? You always ask me that, and then I can actually legit look it up.
Do you have a spreadsheet or something on guests?
Oh, yes, yes, I have a massive thing.
Excuse me?
that was a lie.
All right.
When were you, do you remember what the last one, what was it? What? I can't even talk. Great podcasting.
I know. I don't know. I can't remember what it is.
Siegel was here for annoying songs. Were you here for the question songs?
Nope.
All right, then it might be a while since you've been here. All right.
Sadly, nobody's missed me.
Almost no, everyone's excited. It's they've been calling it since this is dropping on Thursday, they've been calling it Murr's Day.
I like that. Whoever I think I forgot. I'm sorry I don't have your name up who did that.
But someone take credit for it.
Yeah, somebody will take credit. I like that.
We almost had Christy Stratton here. She was all excited
then
about it.
And it wouldn't be a Murr's Day.
And then she it would be what would it be?
Just a regular Thursday.
Just a regular Thursday.
Because you can't really, right. It's not a Christy day. That doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. We could christen it Murr's Day.
Yeah, she's not here.
Not as good. She's not here.
That's a shame, though. I would have liked to have seen her.
I asked Pilar to join us. Yeah. And then, nope, she didn't want to.
She doesn't like me.
She does like you.
I don't think she likes me.
She doesn't like doing the show.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, she does like doing the show. On her terms.
Sure.
When she wants to, like when she asks, hey, I'd like to do another episode.
She asked me to stick around and do hers today, but
I know,
unfortunately
you can't
I can't.
So guess who's doing it now?
Christy?
Me.
Oh, no.
But she did go, she goes, maybe I'll get Christy. I go, no, you won't.
Is Christy in town?
Yeah, she's at her house.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Press record.
I'm recording.
Okay. Pat's got a big sign up on his thing that says press record.
Yeah, Lisa Solak sent that to me.
And really?
And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to pin it up there because there's been twice I haven't recorded Zoom interviews. So
I've done that on my game show where I haven't like because I there's so many components
ridiculous.
Going if I don't do like the exact same thing every time it ruins it like yeah. one flip of the switch
one little
and
thing
all everybody echoes over everybody's microphone if I don't do yep. that I blow a whole show.
Yep, I agree. Patreon people, first of all, I spend a lot of time trying to get new Patreon supporters. And I neglect to thank the Patreon supporters that I have. So I want to give everyone a big thank you. We have 215 supporters.
That's great.
I appreciate you every month. That is fantastic. And yet I would still like to have more, obviously.
Sure.
But I do appreciate everyone who supports the show through Patreon. And that's why you get to do episodes like this, because today is your day.
Mm-hmm.
You get to send an intro and pick a song for the topic, which is songs that stop and then start again.
I thought I went on the way over.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe you tell it later because
okay.
I have your one locked in here.
Okay.
We'll play that. Now, I'm a little concerned that some of these aren't going to stop and start again.
Now, did you not listen to all of them?
I never do. I cue them to where they want me to.
Okay.
And then, so.
Oh, you never do?
No, because when they send me songs, they just say, I'll cue it at about 1:15.
Okay.
So that's what I do.
All right.
I listen to their intro and then, but I usually don't listen to the song.
Okay. I like that. That's fun.
But. So you and I are going to be judging if these are legit, if
all
they
right.
stop and start again. I'm going to give a definitive example right now. This is definitive.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Rock solid.
Oh, so great.
Yep.
I know exactly where you're talking about. So great.
Okay, so that is 100%, right, Murray? A song that...
You see, now I disagree.
What do you mean?
Well, because when you told me, I thought it was songs that ended, like had a false ending.
No, well, that's fine too. That's fine too. If it legit stops...
Oh, so it can just
again.
Stop in the middle for no fucking reason.
Anywhere, as long as it stops.
Oh,
now, I'm asking
it was...
you, forget what you thought. Did that stop and start again?
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah? Why, that was definitive.
Because you gave me different information.
I didn't give you that. I didn't give you different information. It's a song that stops and then starts again. It's the same song.
Allow me to reference my texts.
Yeah, go ahead.
See who's right here, which I'm probably wrong, but...
I said it's a song that stops and starts again. It doesn't stop and start a new song.
Pat Francis, here's my dick. Well, hold on.
Go I would your never. Say, I would never take a dick pic. I'd be so embarrassed.
Oh no, that's trashing on Patreon people.
That is not true. How dare you?
Oh, I don't have the text in here. We must have talked. Oh, here we are. Yeah, I didn't see it.
Yeah, songs that start, stop. I keep saying start. Songs that stop and start again.
Yeah, that's okay. What you said in the text.
So, Monkey Wrench.
Yeah, absolutely. That's
yes, definitive. Yes, yes. It actually stops for quite, you know, there's a couple beats, like two, three, four, boom, and it starts again. So.
I gotcha.
I'm afraid that people have chosen songs that maybe fade out a little bit and then fade up, but don't like stop.
Right.
Or like go into an interlude and then start again.
I bet Solak. Pulled that bullshit.
Oh my God. You're so, you know, what's funny is she's first.
Oh no.
She's first up. All right.
Only because she just texted me. So that's the only reason she's in the brain.
She will be here next week for a week with her, with her hubby.
Shit. She texted me about that. I might not be here.
She said, that's cool.
Whatever. At least I know when a song stops.
Let's find out if she does. Here we go.
Hi everybody. This is Lisa Solak from the Chicagoland area. Talking to you from work. I'm back in the stacks and surrounded by boxes. Makes for a great day. My start-stop song is Peter Murphy's Final Solution. Mm. Not only is it a great start-stop song, it's also one of my favorite songs. So start it at about 150, Pat, and let it rip. Have a great day, everybody.
You too.
Ticket to a sonic reduction. Guitar's gonna sound like a nuclear distraction.
Seems I'm a victim of natural selection. All right, that song 100% stopped. And start it again.
Yeah, I agree. And good choice, Lisa.
Good choice, Lisa.
And 80s Lisa and I talked about this. I think I prefer Peter Murphy over Bauhaus, but that's not my subject I want to bring up right now.
And what does she say about it?
I don't remember. She loves them both. I know that. But my problem, are we just going to listen to the stop or are we going to listen to the song?
Well, it's queued up before the stop. And then after the stop, we hear a little bit of the song.
Yeah,
and
but
I fade
it down. Faded that down a little quickly.
Okay, I'll let it play longer.
Just let it play a little, because I wanted to hear that. That's a great song.
So I'll play a little bit longer.
But a good choice by 80s Lisa.
All right. Now, if you want to be involved in these episodes, just support the show for $2 a month via Patreon, patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast. And that's how you get to do it. Oh, I did want to mention one thing. I have a date. Like I say, send me your song by this time and this date. And if you don't hear your song today, it's because you missed that date. Because here's the thing. I start to put the playlist together after that, you know, deadline. It's a deadline. After that deadline, I start to put the list together. And so if it comes afterwards, it's too late. So check the deadline. And I got to be honest, I think there's a couple people today that missed the deadline.
Well, maybe don't yell at them for it.
I'm not yelling at them for it. I'm just
saying, hey, listen, I would like you all to be involved.
Hey, sunshine people.
Come on, man. Let's all just...
I want you all to be involved. So, you know, just pay attention to that deadline and get it to me early.
I know y'all don't own watches, but man, just...
I know you're fucking stupid, can't tell time.
Well, you know, again, you did it wrong.
I did it wrong?
Yeah, you called him stupid.
All right, let me try again. Right. Hey, happy people.
There you go.
I need your son of a bitches to send it.
Oh, so close.
All right. How about Tony Greathouse? Do you think he did it right?
Tony Greathouse does everything right.
Really?
Yeah, he's awesome.
You'll have to ask Mrs. Greathouse about that.
Well,
here we go.
Hey, y'all. It's Tony Greathouse in East Alabama with my submission of the start, then stop song. I wonder how many of us smartasses are going to pull that trick.
He was still playing, making it funny.
I know, but he should have stopped and then started.
My submission is for my favorite band,
Drive-By Truckers.
Mm-hmm. I last saw them pre-pandemic, and I mean right before February, middle of February 2020, homecoming, 40 Watt Club in Athens, Georgia.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Famous club.
They were just about to drop the new album, The Unraveling. Had on a big tour. As we all know, they didn't make it.
They died?
Nobody did. No, it's they terrible.
Died? Anyway, one of the songs is Slow Ride Argument. It's a Mike Cooley song about riding around, trying to cool off before you say something more stupid when you're fighting with your significant other. It plays for a little bit, stops for a few seconds. My weird ass sometimes pauses it at the stop, and I will edge myself for another 15 or 20 seconds just for that big payoff. Mm. In concert, they bring the lights down during the stop. It's cool. I need to see them. I need to get back out there. Start at the beginning, play for a minute or so. And thanks for letting us play along. And y'all, be sweet.
Speaking. I have notes for Tony.
First of all, his intro started and then never stopped.
He was talking about cooling off. Maybe don't record this in front of an air conditioner next time.
Look, that sounded okay to me. I could hear it in the back. It's difficult to find a spot to record.
I understand it gets hot in Alabama.
Bop Bop is around all his grandkids all the time. So this might have been the only minute and a half he found free.
I don't. That was close. Was that a stop?
I think it was. I think it was a legit stop.
That was close.
It was very quick. And it wasn't close. It was quick. It was a quick stop, but then it started. So that's fine.
All right.
Look, I guarantee there's going to be ones where we're like, no way.
So far, I don't know.
No way.
I don't know. I'm giving Waffle House a little bit of a leeway here, but I think that was.
I think it 100% stopped and started again. Mm. Here, I'll give you an example of one that kind of stops, but not really, because you can still hear stuff. So it's not like, so here it is. This is Aerosmith, Living on the Edge.
Probably my favorite Aerosmith song.
It's a pretty good tune. See, it stops, but you hear
you
that.
You hear that audio in
yeah,
there?
Yeah, you hear that audio.
So it's got to be.
It's got to be clean, in my opinion. I thought someone might send that one, but no one did. So that's cool. That's fine.
So I was working on a show this week, TV show, and I featured.
Are you allowed to say what TV show it is, or are you not allowed to?
Yeah, I think so. It's Top 10 Revealed.
Top 10 Revealed with Katie Darrell.
Katie Darrell, who's been on the show.
She was on the show. And once you told me you got this writing job, I emailed her because when she was on the show, I asked her about me being a talking head. Uh-huh. And she's like, oh, it's all booked for this. So I'm always like saying, hey. If anyone drops out,
yeah,
they're
that's
a second.
Great. And she's super cool. And
yeah, she's very cool.
She mentioned your name when she initially called me.
Yeah.
Because we both went, even though we're both fans of the show and her, both went through two different routes to get involved with that show.
So go ahead.
I featured an Aerosmith song and it was Dream On and it was live. And he was so flat. Steven Tyler was so flat.
Was it Drug Steven?
It might have been. It's still Drug Steven. Didn't he just go back to rehab again?
That guy needs to stick with just eating cornbread. Damn.
Oh, damn cornbread.
That stuff's great.
But that's a great song. I love that. Living on
the Edge. That's a great tune.
I was never a big Aerosmith fan.
Yeah, I was, and now I'm not a big fan anymore because they've just, I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I still like some of the 70s albums. I like Pump, but yeah.
I think I like this, the quote unquote sober
right.
Aerosmith, the late 80s stuff. Was that Permanent Vacation?
It's Permanent Vacation, Pump, and Get a Grip, which is Living on the
Edge. Those were the three I like. I know people love Toys in the Attic and all that stuff.
Yeah, I like a couple. I'm not a fan. I'm just I'm not crazy about them the way I used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's age.
Yeah.
Maybe it's age.
Maybe.
All right. Here's a guy who does tons of the Facebook artwork for us. Kyle Hildreth. So let's find out what Kyle has for us.
Boo. I like Kyle.
Hey, everybody. It's Kyle Hildreth from the Woods of Western Mass, and I am here to give my entry for the start-stop song for this episode. And my choice is...
Well, again, it's stop-start.
Well, I...
It's songs that stop and then start again.
Well, that was the other thing about Tony. He's like, songs that start...
But I think
and
Tony...
And then stop again.
Look, I've made the mistake today as I've been talking. I think he just made that mistake.
I'm only here to point out everybody's mistakes.
Okay, perfect boy.
Who forgot his
glasses?
Going
to be Motorhead's Shut You Down from their ninth album, 1916, from 1991. It's a quick song, 2:42, and right after the solo, they break back into the verse riff. But at one point, everything shuts down, and Lemmy says, stop. And the verse guitar keeps going, the riff, and then he says, go, and everybody breaks back in. The best part of the song is that if you look up on the lyrics on Google, they put it as, what's up, yo. And if you know Lemmy from Motorhead, Lemmy Kilmister, you know that his vernacular usually includes, what's up, yo. So, you be the judge. Take a listen. So, here's Motorhead. We'll Shut You Down.
No.
Oh, man.
No.
Come on.
Not at all.
What the fuck?
No.
What? Did he even get the instructions?
I don't even need to play it because that's the part where he said it was going to stop and start again. The song didn't... Okay.
You know what? He's not allowed to do artwork for the show anymore.
No, he's allowed to.
No, he's not.
Okay, here's an example, folks. Here's the perfect example. Stop, stop, stop. What are we done with this? And then starts. Okay.
Kyle,
that was a whiff. That was a whiff.
That was. I will say this, though, and I was going to say this before we started to shit on Kyle.
I'm not shitting on Kyle. I'm shitting on that song did not stop and start again.
Oh, I'm shitting on him.
Oh, okay.
No, what I like about the rock solid community and even Name That Tune is somebody like Kyle who's definitely leans towards the heavy stuff.
Yeah.
So I never heard that Motorhead song.
I never heard that Motorhead
I love that
song.
But, you know, it's funny. As soon as I heard it, I'm like, that's Motorhead.
That was piercing my ears in the headphones. I mean, it was like...
I did tell you to turn it up, though.
You did? Yeah, but I can adjust our headphones individually, so...
I like it loud, and I think I'm going deaf, so...
I'm sure. All right, this is Slashdog X. I'm not sure... again,
is that
we'll
the band?
No, that's the guy's pseudonym. I don't even know what his real name is.
Is he on Twitter under Slashdog X?
I don't even know.
Okay.
He's just... He won't tell me his name.
What if it turns out to be like Carly?
Well, I mean, then she's putting her voice through some filter.
I don't know what they do. Where's she from? Denver?
Here we go.
Slashdog X here.
Oh,
I had some difficulty determining what qualifies for this one. Is there a difference between a stop start and a pause?
Yeah, there is. But if it pauses enough, I'll allow it.
For reference on how not to do it, go back to Kyle's song.
Oh my God, Shut You Down by Motorhead does not stop. It just keeps going and going. He just yells out, go, stop. That doesn't mean it stops.
Oh, I'll ask you after this.
Don't.
Is silence required or background noise okay like in Fleetwood Mac's Tusk? I could have used some ground rules on this shit, Pat.
Okay, wait a minute. What do you mean you could use some ground rules on it? It's simple.
Yeah.
Let me back up a little bit. It's simple, Slashdog X.
Yeah.
It's a song that stops.
Would he be talking so ballsy if he gave us his real name? I don't think so.
It sounds like he did it wrong.
Yeah.
I'm going to predict that he did it wrong.
Sounds like he's going to Hildreth this.
Put it this way. If you're driving and you come to a stop sign, are you stopping Or Kyle Hildreth would have been in an accident.
Oh, he's a
he just blew that stop sign.
We call that a Jersey roll, where you don't even stop. You just
I feel like
that.
Kyle Hildreth sped up when he saw the stop sign.
Yeah, yeah.
Put the gas to the floor.
Yeah,
here we go.
Like in Fleetwood Mac's Tusk. I could have used some ground rules on this shit, Pat Francis.
Fucking
I was going
bitch.
To go with In Excess, Never Tear Us Apart, but couldn't find my damn CD, so I'm going with U2, One Tree Hill. After the song appears to finish with typical Bono wailing, a slow version of the chorus comes up a few seconds later. It was accidentally put on the following song, Exit, in the CD pressing according to Wikipedia. Thanks as always, /DogEggs.
The audio quality of the song is terrible.
Well, I want to hear what he has to say because I know what he's talking about. So
okay. He included the song. He tacked the song onto his audio, so to his intro. So I'm not going to take credit for this bad audio.
Okay.
This is all on /DogEggs.
All right.
Doesn't really stop at all. It just kind of fades down and fades up.
Great ocean.
Yeah.
And this MP3 sucks. Whatever he was using to put that song on was not good.
Yeah.
Just attach the song and let me know the cue point. Or you can, if you too, you can assume I have that.
Right, right.
It's got to be something really obscure. Mm. If you don't think I have it, then just attach it.
Yeah, I think that's a no-go there, X.
That's a no-go.
Yeah, that didn't stop. I mean, I get where he's coming from because it did have that break
but it didn't stop. Doesn't stop.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from, but you're still wrong.
A couple people have done it right. Kyle Hildreth, possibly the worst.
At this point, yeah. Well, hold on. One person did it right. We've only played three songs.
Lisa did it right.
Oh, right.
Tony Greathouse did it right.
Right, two people did it right. Okay. We're 2 for 2.
No, we're 2 for 4.
Well, no.
We've played 4 songs.
Well, what am I thinking? 2 right, 2 wrong.
2 right, 2 wrong. Yeah.
So okay. What's 2 for 2 mean?
I don't know. Okay. 2 for 2 means that we played 2 and they were both right.
Oh, okay. Or both wrong. So right. We're 2 for 4.
That's what I just said.
Okay.
Do you need a pen and paper?
This is fun. There should be no math.
All right. Here's something. You'll like this. This is a band you like.
I like you too.
I know you like you too, but do you like that quality of that?
I honestly didn't mind the quality of that MP3. Really? I couldn't hear it. I'm also going deaf.
All right. Let's try this guy. Let's see what this guy's got
for us. Did he record it in front of Tony's air conditioner?
Tony doesn't want to sweat in Alabama.
Hey, y'all.
You're not allowed to impersonate someone's accent.
Why not? It's got Southern accents. Great. I'm going to see Tony. I'm going to Atlanta. Tony and I are going to hook up.
Maybe not now.
I guess not.
Here we go.
Hey, Pat, this is Chris Wigginton from Huntsville, Alabama. I haven't done one of these in a while, mostly because I always have trouble deciding between 2 or 3 songs every time one of these Patreon-curated episode ideas are shared with us. But this time, I had no question what I was going to submit, because it's the first song that I can remember hearing that started and stopped, and that's the Beach Boys' The Little Girl I Once Knew. It was kind of a lost standalone single that was released right before the Pet Sounds album came out. And it has two places where it stops and starts.
Two?
I think one's around 30 seconds and the other one's around 60 seconds.
Cool.
And then it plays continuously from that. So if you just want to start it at the beginning and
I will
let it play for as long as you like, we might get through the two stop and starts. And also, if you ever do a Patreon curated episode on the cringeworthy topic that you just did, I may have a hard time deciding between 3 Beach Boys gems. That would be Roller Skating Child, Hey Little Tomboy, and I Want to Pick You Up. So until then, here's The Little Girl I Once Knew.
We met when she
All right, that's too legit.
All right.
Good job, Chris.
That makes up for Kyle's, right?
I don't think it does.
Also, what's this guy's name?
Chris Wiginton.
Where's he from?
I don't
know. Alabama is where he's from. So maybe Tony needs to go over to his house and record.
Did he say he was from Alabama?
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe Tony needs to go over there and record his...
You liked how Chris Wiginton sound?
Didn't have an air conditioner on in the background.
Maybe he recorded it like in a freezer.
Maybe.
All right. Do you like the band Social Distortion?
I love Social Distortion.
Right. This guy's got a song from them. I hope it.
Oh, hold on.
Hope it stops and starts again.
I'm trying to think which one it would be.
Well, they have a lot of songs. You think
know.
You're just going to remember it?
Well.
Could be a deep cut.
I could, but I think one of their popular songs has a stop and start.
Let's find out what this one is.
Okay.
Hi, Pat and Rock Solid listeners. This is Casey Gordon coming to you from the beautiful Lakes region of New Hampshire. My pick for songs that stop would be Social Distortion's Ball and Chain.
Okay.
A great piece of Americana punk with down on your luck lyrics that any Bruce fan would appreciate. Drop the needle at the 2-minute mark. The pregnant pause is at the end of the chorus. Thanks for all you do, Pat. Keep up the good work and keep on rocking.
Well, he said pause.
They're pregnant.
Yeah.
To find the perfect life.
It's a great song, by the way.
A brand new car and a brand new suit. I even got me a little wife. But wherever I have gone, I was sure to find myself there. You can run all your life, but not go anywhere. Take away.
Oh, I know what he's going for.
Okay.
I don't know if it fits.
And I'm tired, and I can't take any more pain. Take away, the Lord to return again. Take away.
Right here, I think.
Take away. Take away this ball and chain.
Yeah, Casey, that song does not stop. It doesn't stop at all. It continues to go on. It's just, it doesn't stop.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
But it's a good band, nonetheless.
Yeah, it's a good song, Casey. Like, if I said, this week I want songs that don't fit the topic at hand, then that's a great, it's a great tune. All right, I'm rearranging the order here.
You know, we'll call this songs that stop and start
immediately,
circus or, oh. Or speed bump
circus.
Yeah.
Okay, I rearranged the playing order right now because I'm bumping Aaron Kahn up into the mix. Do you think he followed directions?
Yeah, probably. I think Aaron's a good direction follower.
You think he did?
I think he's gonna have a long intro, but
well, you know, he has the song attached to his intro. Intro and the total is 2 minutes and 8 seconds. So it's not bad.
That's 30 seconds of song.
No? Hopefully.
All right.
It could be 2 minutes of intro and 8 seconds of song.
That's what I'm thinking. Let me just have some coffee.
All right. Take a drink. Aaron. Everyone settle in. Stay hydrated. Here we go. Aaron Kahn coming up.
Hey there, Rock Solid listeners. Aaron Kahn here again. And I decided to take part in this stop and start episode. This is an interesting topic for an episode, and I'm sure many listeners here had to do some Google searches for song ideas. Personally, there were a few songs that came to mind.
I wish people would have done some Google searches for some song ideas. Because I know a couple of guys, Kyle, Casey, Slashdog, I know a couple of people that if their songs don't stop, start again. Is this fake anger? No.
It's not. Dude, that last song where it didn't stop, you should have seen Pat's face as soon as he just and reached over to shut it down.
Skunk face. All right.
By the way, I think you're going to get a lot more Patreon after this.
Well, maybe some Patreon people that know what they're doing.
Oh, maybe.
Hey, happy people. All right. Here's Aaron. Going to continue.
Songs that came to my mind immediately. And once again, I'm going to be taking a deep dive here. So stay with me. The song I picked here is from a band called Mama Lion, who were a psychedelic rock and blues band active during the early 1970s. They would only release...
I don't care if it's a song your mama sings, as long as it stops and starts again. All right, Mama Lion.
They would only release two albums in their time together, and that was it. Although some of the members would go on to do other things in music.
Sounds like their career stopped and never started.
All right, can you...
Okay, sorry.
The thing that sticks out about Mama Lion is their singer, who is a woman named Lynn Carey. And Lynn Carey is the daughter of actor McDonald Carey. And if the name McDonald Carey sounds familiar...
No, not at all. None of this sounds familiar.
...for his three-decade role as Dr. Tom Horton on Days of Our Lives.
Aaron, what are you watching?
You're 12 years old. Why are you watching
stories?
What are you doing? My babysitter watched... Days of Our Lives.
Come on, you're in your 30s. Don't be watching your daytime stories.
Get out of the house.
Get out.
Get out of the house, Aaron.
The call is coming from inside the house. Now get out of the house. Okay.
The call, and it's a long call.
I backed it up a little bit. Here we go.
Tom Horton on Days of Our Lives. Now, Lynn Carey more or less formed Mama Lion with her then-boyfriend, Neil Merriweather. And yeah, I like both of their albums. You can get both of them on one CD, which is very convenient. And I discovered Mama Lion looking on YouTube through the rabbit hole of lost psychedelic rock gems, which YouTube is filled with. The song I picked here is the title track for their second album. And Pat, don't worry, this is a song that stops and starts. From Mama Lion, this is a song called Give It Everything I've Got.
I give Aaron a lot of shit, but if anybody's gonna nail it, it's Aaron.
Let's see. Thank you.
Oh, I knew Aaron would. I knew Aaron would do it.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you. Send an email to Casey Gordon, Kyle Hildreth, and Slashdog X. All right. I think this next band is another band you like. Do you like a band called Pavement?
Yeah.
That wasn't a reigning endorsement.
Yeah.
Am I going to like them? Am I going to want to jump out the window and hit the
pavement? No. They're one of those bands that I like what I've heard, but I've never taken a dive on them. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I might have saw them at the Troubadour a bunch of years back.
What if you saw them like 9 times in concert?
I wouldn't be surprised. I can't remember bands I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
I've told stories about bands I've seen that I've never seen.
All right.
Like my brain is so mush in my old age.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, this intro is only 17 seconds long.
Oh.
So let's find out. And the song is by Pavement.
Does it reference General Hospital?
No. Does it reference Young and the Restless or Guiding Light or Love of Life or any of those?
That's it, right? We said Days of Our Lives, right?
Like sands through the hourglass.
Yeah, yeah.
So
there's General Hospital, there's Days of Our Lives.
Young and the Restless. I don't know,
That's it.
Guiding Light. Way back when, since it's October with Halloween, there was Dark Shadows.
That was a soap opera?
It was.
In the 80s?
70s.
During the day?
Maybe 60s. During the day, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I never heard of that.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Brian A. Berkey.
Hello, Pat. This is Brian Berkey from the Keystone State. My suggestion for the Patreon start-stop song is Shady Lane by the band Pavement. From their 1997 album, Brighten the Corners. Thanks for the podcast.
Fingers
in your life, a shady lane. Everybody wants one.
I know this song.
Does it stop?
I can't tell you.
Oh my God. It's everybody's God.
got it's everybody's got the world to collide. But all that we want is the shady lane.
I'm giving it to him.
Okay. Okay.
I think I'm Glenn. Giving it to him. I think it was an intentional stop, and I okay. just think the feedback and the guitar kind of killed it.
Mucked it up. Okay, mucked we're going to give it to you,
I'm
Brian.
Giving it to him. I'm giving it to him.
Does that mean you also give it to Kyle Hildreth?
Fuck no. That dude couldn't have terrible. Swung and missed it.
Terrible.
If it was a blind man at bat.
Unbelievable. No stoppage in that.
I'm all, honestly a little embarrassed for him.
We're not making it any better.
Well, you know, sometimes it's just maybe like, tough love. You have to learn some way.
How about a hashtag for this episode? Hashtag Hildreth didn't stop.
Hashtag Hildreth blows.
Well, that's too much.
Is that a little too much? Bit too okay. much? Okay. Maybe the coffee
Hildreth
dog.
Didn't stop. Doesn't stop.
Hildreth sucks. Hashtag Hildreth sucks. Is that too much?
I think that's the coffee time. Okay. This next band, the Blue Tones. Do you know that band?
I don't think so.
Neither do I. The song from 1998.
Wait, the Blue Tones. That's somebody's band, isn't it? You play them, I'll Google.
Okay. It's a good idea. Put the readers
I'm gonna
on.
I'm going to put Pilar's glasses on.
Those are my glasses.
Okay.
I wouldn't give you my wife's glasses. How dare you?
I have a pair.
Here we go.
Hello, Pat. And to all the rock solid listeners tuning in around the world, this is Steve Perry from over in Sydney, Australia, with my inclusion for this month's listener curated episode. The track that I've chosen is from the Blue Tones. It comes off their second album, which was released in 1998, entitled Return to the Last Chance Saloon. The song is called Solomon Bites the Worm, and the lyrics relate to an old nursery rhyme, which dates back to 1842, entitled Solomon Grundy. So I hope you enjoy the song. Thank you, Pat, for all your great shows. This is the Blue Tones with Solomon Bites the Worm.
That definitely stopped.
That stopped. It started. It was great.
Yeah, it was a great song.
I'm wrong.
Really great
song. I don't know the Blue Tones. I think maybe he might have sent the Blue Tones in before. Maybe that's where I heard of them.
Maybe.
Because
I played a band called the Blue Bonnets. It's Kathy Valentine's band.
I know Blue Bonnets.
Okay.
But maybe somebody played it on here before. But yeah, I like that. I'm going to have to look into that.
All right. You ready for another lady voice on the show?
I don't see gender.
We're just hearing gender.
Maybe that's why I don't see it.
All right. Oh, you hear gender at home. Mary, clean up the garage.
That doesn't sound like Frank at all.
Oh, that's not Frank.
Oh, it's not?
No. Mary!
Is that Mary?
I don't know.
Okay. It's a good thing she doesn't listen to this or anything I do.
Well, her and Pilar must be in a club together. All right, here we go.
Hey, y'all. It's Beth Kimmett. My choice for this episode is All I Really Want from Alanis Morissette's Jagged Little Pill album.
Ooh,
and it was actually album. While she was writing this song, she got a call from the label that would eventually pick up the record. And they asked her for a meeting and she had to go like right away. And she was very unprepared. She was wearing sweatpants and an inside out sweater as referenced in the first line of this song. And obviously they signed her. So it just really goes to show that the music on this album, it's so good, it really just speaks for itself. And this is probably my favorite, top three at least, but probably favorite song of this album. It's got harmonica, it's got crunchy guitar, it's got yelling, it's got angst, it's got everything. And it really just, it takes me back to being 21 and like a little messy. And it's also just got really, really good songwriting, really clever lyrics, especially right before and right after the stop. To me, just brilliant, brilliant songwriting. I think it's so smart. Maybe I'm stupid. That's probably true.
No, I don't think
so. But I think it's really brilliant. And I hope everyone else likes it too.
Did you think about your bills, your ex, your deadlines? Or when you think
I love that because she tees it up.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great. Beth, how old are you? Because you said when you were 21, you sound like you're still 21.
She's, I don't know who that is. I don't think we've ever interacted. I like her.
Yeah, this is her second time, I believe, doing one of the episodes.
She's great. I liked her insight on the songs. Yep. I liked her insight on herself. Yep. I like how she said, oh, maybe I'm stupid. And you are like, no. But we've just been fucking shitting all over Kyle left and right.
Well, he did it wrong.
Well, that's true. I guess he does deserve it.
You don't get a participation medal when you do it wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, before Beth, we had Stephen Perry. I think Stephen just joined Twitter. So if you find him, follow him. Give him a follow.
All right.
All right.
At Murray V, Stephen, on Twitter.
At Murray V. Yeah. Follow everyone else and then we'll follow you back. I think I did. So. Okay, this next guy, Jeff Scoble.
I like Jeff.
Let me tell you something about this guy.
Okay.
No, it's good.
Okay.
It's just weird. I don't know if it's good or bad. It's weird.
Okay.
Like whenever there's a poll, like someone puts a poll, like what's your favorite song or what's your favorite album by this band? Or here's four movies. What's one do you like the best? Or what one do you like the worst? Every time he answers, it's exactly, 99% of the time, exactly the way I would answer. And it's almost freaky. It's almost freaky.
Why wouldn't you just answer the answer of the movie?
What are you talking about? I'm saying every time there's a poll, you don't listen. I swear to God, you're not listening at all.
No, I'm listening
every
to
time
you.
There's a poll on Twitter.
All right, yeah.
Like a favorite song or a favorite movie or something.
Okay, then why isn't your answer just the answer? Like, what do you mean? Are you saying your answers are always the same?
I'm saying whatever Jeff answers, it's always the exact answer that I would have picked.
Well, so what?
I'm saying that's freaky because it's like if there's four things... And he goes, this is my favorite. I'm like, that's my favorite. This is my favorite song on that album. That's my favorite song.
Oh.
What's your favorite deep cut on this album? He'll say this. I'll go, that's my favorite deep cut. We are like sharing the same brain 99% of the time.
Okay.
It's crazy.
Are you going to apologize for yelling at me?
No, because you didn't listen again.
I was listening. I just wasn't following. Because you're usually when there's something.
That's not listening. That's hearing. You can hear, but you're not listening.
I wasn't following it because I thought
that
you
means
were.
You weren't listening.
No, that's not true. I thought because whenever I think of Pat responding to something on a Twitter poll, it's usually a diatribe about how nobody should listen to it and the person's a scumbag and all that stuff.
No. I'm saying when.
So I was like, he's going word for word on your rants.
I'm saying when it's a choice.
Okay.
Or if someone just says, "What's your favorite song by Queen?" and he'll say, mine's this. I'll be like, that's my favorite. How can we both, you know what I mean? It's just, and it's never just like Bohemian Rhapsody. It's something that I wouldn't think that anyone else would pick.
All right. Well, that's another reason to like him.
I don't like him.
I like him. Jeff, I like you. And I said that out of the gate.
All right, Jeff, I'm looking. I see what song you picked. I love this song. I think it stops, but it might not stop long enough. Let's find out.
Jeff, I'm pulling for you.
Let's find out. This might be the 1% when Jeff and I don't agree.
Maybe.
Listen. No, I mean listen.
All right, it stopped already.
Hey there. Jeff Scoble from Detroit here to contribute to the Stop and Start patron-sponsored episode. I don't want to know if Mario Speedwagon's 1984 Wheels Are Turning album is one of my favorites by them, although I think I'm probably in the minority there.
No,
it's just a great jam with fantastic solos by Gary Richrath and
Neil
Bowden.
Did he not just listen to what we were talking about?
It's pretty much nonstop. Until it stops at about the 3-minute mark for a few seconds, and you figure, the song's over. But then it picks up and goes for another minute. On a related note, the video for this song is insanely terrible and should be viewed by nobody ever.
That's true, too.
As always, hope everyone's staying safe out there and keep on rocking.
All right.
That's a close one too, man.
That's a close
one. You know I'm team Scoble.
I mean, it does stop. Like Jeff said, it stopped for a few seconds. It does not stop for a few seconds.
Right.
It stopped for like a tenth of a second. But it, yeah. I feel like it was a definitive stop.
I defer to you. You're the curmudgeon on this.
Oh, so tough. I know, it's so close. I'm going to say, yeah, it does stop.
All right.
It's kind of definitive. It definitely wasn't like, who? Kyle Hildreth?
No, yeah, no, I mean, come on. That's just, we almost pulled the plug on this whole episode starting off with that one.
I mean, we've talked about him so much now that I can't even edit it out. Now, this song is called I Don't Want to Know.
Uh-huh.
Not don't. It's I and then D-O apostrophe, want to know. I don't want to know. What? Stupid. Why isn't it just, I don't want to know?
I don't know.
I don't want
to
know.
You're hard pressed to get me to defend REO Speedwagon on anything.
anything?
Yeah, so I don't care.
I don't care.
I don't like them.
What do you think of Jeff Frank? Should we listen to him?
I like Jackson Frank. I haven't talked to him in a while.
Why do you call him Jackson Frank?
I don't remember.
Is that something that I should know?
Jackson Frank's an old folk singer.
Okay.
And I don't know why I called him Jackson Frank.
Is
but
his
it's
dad
stuck.
Jackson Frank?
No, it just stuck.
All right. He has a Johnny Cash song for us.
Oh, interesting.
Let's find out if it stops and starts again.
Hey, it's Jeff chiming in with my Patreon pick, and I'm going with the Man in Black doing his killer Soundgarden cover of Rusty Cage.
Okay.
Which comes off the 1996 Unchained mostly covers record. It was actually the second Rick Rubin produced quote-unquote comeback record for Cash on American Recordings. And quick fun fact about this album, it does feature the Heartbreakers as the backing band on most tracks.
That's cool.
And the thing I really love about this particular False Ending is it really launches the song into a coda with a completely different rhythm and tempo. Basically becomes a brand new song. So I say crank it and stay frosty.
I'll take the river down to Stillwater and ride a pack of dogs. I'm gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break my rusty cage and run.
Sorry, bud.
Sorry, man.
No, that's a big goose egg on Jackson Frank.
Nope, that's a zero. No.
Boo.
Great song. Johnny sounds great. He's not talk singing on that one. He sounded pretty good.
Yeah.
But that did not stop.
That didn't stop. And you knew it was coming.
You know
what I mean? I feel like if it's going to stop, you have to think it's going to stop, but you knew he was going to come back and finish the verse.
Like this.
I see what you're saying now. Yeah, it makes more sense now
that
you played
it
for the fourth time. I'm really disappointed, Jackson Frank.
You know what? Here's what I'm going to do.
What? Just scrap this whole thing?
We're done.
Yeah, I can't. I can't even.
All right. Do you think Darren Hyde has done it? He's got a Midnight Oil song.
Okay.
From an album called 10987654321 by Midnight Oil.
I don't know him, so I can't shit on him. So I don't.
Let's find out.
All right.
Now, after you hear him once, then do you know him?
Oh, maybe. We'll see how he does.
And then you can shit on him.
Let's see how he does.
I hope he does well. Let's find out.
Yeah. Hope he doesn't Hildreth this one up.
Hey, Pat and Rock Solid people. This is Darren Hyde all the way from Adelaide in Australia, contributing to the songs that stop and start again.
Yay! Woo! That's
fantastic.
How you do it, Tony Greathouse.
Yeah, let's hear it again.
Hey, Pat and Rock Solid people. This is Darren Hyde all the way from Adelaide in Australia, contributing to the songs that stop.
Yay!
Episode of the Rock Solid podcast. Once again, keeping it all Australian, I'm going to pick a song from Midnight Oil, a band I'm sure you're familiar with. This is a song from their fourth album, 10987654321. Yep, that's the title. This is a song called Read About It, the third single from the album, considered a classic in Australian rock and roll pantheon. This is probably my favourite Midnight Oil album. Although I don't know if many Americans would know this album, this is from 1982. 5 years before Diesel and Dust came along and really broke them big overseas. Anyway, Pat, you can start the song at about 2 minutes 30. The song stops after the instrumental break and takes it from there. Here it is, the Midnight Oil track, Read About It. Catch you on the next Patreon curated episode. Rock on. Thanks, Pat.
That song a ton.
T to B, that's how you do it, people. That's how you do it. You had a clever intro. You nailed the stop start yep. on the intro.
And a great song.
Great song with a stop start. Excellent accent. All the way. This guy wins.
I'm gonna
my
have to,
favorite Patreon person of this episode.
Darren Hyde. I'm going to have to find this album. This sounds great.
Is that the 10987654321 album?
Yes.
Okay.
And he said this one is their fourth album, and it came out before they broke here.
Did he say it was the fourth? He said it came out 5 years before Diesel and Dust. I didn't hear.
I thought he said fourth. I'll look, though.
It might be.
Midnight Earl. E-A-R. Midnight Earl, right?
Yeah, Midnight Earl.
That guy's great. I love Midnight Earl. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's their fourth album. Okay. It was Midnight Oil, then Head Injuries, then Place Without a Postcard, then 10987654321. Then Red Sails in the Sunset, then Diesel and Dust.
Okay.
So yeah, wow. That song was 40 years old. That sounded so good.
Mm-hmm.
Who produced that? I'm going to look it up. I'm going to give us a bunch of details on it. Nick Launay and Midnight Oil produced it.
Okay.
Hmm. How many songs are on that? 10, just the way it should be.
All right.
How long, what's the running time on that? I don't know. I'm not figuring that out.
I hope they numbered the songs. 10987654321.
The window out. Let me see.
That would be, that would be great.
That would be good. Let me see what they did. Let me see how they did it. Wikipedia has it listed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Maybe you listened to it backwards.
Maybe.
That was great.
Anyway, excellent.
Darren Hyde.
Nailed it.
So good.
First one to nail it?
No, other people have.
But with the intro, too.
The intro was a pretty great intro.
It was a great intro.
It was. We have no memory, though. Four people could have done that earlier today, and we don't know.
I know Aaron Kahn did it, but he gave us a shit ton of information we didn't want, so so I don't think Kahn nailed it.
No, like Hyde did.
No, Hyde's fucking... We all look up to Hyde.
Yeah, Aaron was the Jekyll to his Hyde. All right, Mike Markle. He's going to play a song by The Offspring.
Okay. I already don't like it.
Are The Offspring like a punchline now?
I don't, they're a weird band to where they started off really good, but they really walked that line of novelty rock. You know what I mean? Who are you texting so much during this episode? Who are you, me?
Don't say who it is, but that's who.
Oh, maybe put on the glasses.
Oh my God.
Oh, no surprise there. Okay.
All right. Someone had a question for me, so I answered.
I feel like Offspring just kind of like, they teetered on that novelty rock.
I agree with you.
You know?
Yeah, like I remember when I first heard them, I was like, "Oh, this sounds great." And then quickly you were like, "No, I'm done with that."
Yeah.
You know.
Is he doing their first single? Cuz I think they stopped on their first single.
Let's find out.
Okay.
Hello Pat and all the Rock Solid listeners. This is Mike Markle from Philadelphia. My song is Come Out and Play by The
called
Offspring.
It. Who called it?
You
the
did.
Stop start happens about 35 seconds into the song and pretty much separates the intro from the first verse.
Well, you got to keep them
There's
separated.
There's a famous line in this song. You got to keep them separated. And it's actually sung by a friend of the band, not any of the band members.
Huh, that's cool.
Dexter Holland, the lead singer, came up with that line. Evidently, he was in a chemistry class and he had to keep hot liquid separated while they were cooling down. Pat, thanks for these curated episodes.
My
pleasure. They are super entertaining.
That's great.
Wow. loud.
It's very loud. We're damaging our ears today, for sure.
Yeah, right?
Do you want to... We already said we don't like the song.
No, I like the song. Okay. I don't like the band. Like, this is the first song I heard.
Yeah, you put them on tour with Smash Mouth and Bowling for Soup and call it a day.
Man, I would actively avoid that show.
Yeah, right? Right?
But when I heard this came out, like, what, 97 or something like that?
94.
94? Oh, that early?
Yeah.
Okay. 94. I heard that. I'm like, yes. And then...
quickly, you're done with it.
Quickly done. And then they're pulling up bullshit like Pretty Fly for a White Guy and
yeah, lame.
All that other bullshit. And I was like, oh.
Well, thankfully, Mike didn't say this was his favorite band.
Okay.
He just said, here's a song that fits the category.
But and Dexter, like he's like up there with like the Skunk Baxter and Brian May. Like he went on and got a degree in science, like maybe even his master's in science. Can you tell him to stop fucking texting you? Let me see.
Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty self-explanatory. All right. Anyway. All right. Next up. Oh, you said this person's name earlier. And now they're here with an intro. Here we go.
Greetings, Rock Solid friends. It's Carly Anderson in Denver, Colorado.
Oh, I was right.
For my stop-start pick, I'm going to take you back to the Cold War, to U2's War album, where the second track is Seconds, which is a song about nuclear proliferation. In that song, Edge actually sings the first couple of verses, then Bono comes in. And then about 2 minutes in, there's a break, and the Airborne Ranger song comes in for about 10 seconds before you hear Larry's drumming come back into the song. It's an interesting track, very thought-provoking, and as they say, it only takes a second to say goodbye.
She was sharing the same air conditioner with Tony Greathouse.
No, I think her intro sounded very, very good.
No,
but,
no.
Oh, how do we do this now? Like, we really like dogpiled Kyle Hildreth. Can we just dogpile him?
But she didn't
him?
Do it as bad as Hildreth did. I'll give her that.
The song didn't stop, though.
I know.
What do we do?
I don't know. I feel bad.
I'm just gonna move this.
Can you go back and just...
Hold on, let me see if I can, hold on. I think, let's try this.
Okay.
I'm gonna play her song again, hold on. Yeah.
Leave it to Carly to nail
unbelievable.
It every time.
Unbelievable.
Every
perfect.
Time. Like,
perfect.
That's just the right amount of pause.
Stop. It's excellent.
I mean, yeah. And then it comes in with the Airborne Rangers
So good.
Larry's drums come in.
So good.
Perfect.
Thank you, Carly.
Nailed it.
Out
of Denver. Carly.
Amazing.
Love the air conditioning in the background.
All three of the ladies today bringing
they
it.
They know how to do it.
And the dudes dropping
just
the ball.
Just sucking it, man.
Jesus
just
Christ. Jesus Christ. Here's a guy. I hope he doesn't screw it up.
Let's just play Carly's again.
We might as well. Who knows what this guy's going to do?
Friends, it's Steve O'Dockerson here. Mark Oliver Everett, the man known as E and frontman behind the band Eels, has a very complicated family. Do a deep dive if you really want to bum yourself out. But his father, Hugh Everett III, was the American physicist who first proposed the multi-world interpretation. What that is the whole idea of parallel universes, the choices you make splitting off and creating different realities. Yeah, that was this guy's dad. Beautiful Freak was co-produced by John Bryan and reached 114 on Billboard charts. Although, according to his late father's work, there exists a universe where this album made it to number one. There also is a universe where you haven't bought my album. Can you imagine such a thing? Well, that's science for you. Here's Novocaine for the Soul by Eels.
I know the song. Does it
be
stop?
Kind, be thoughtful, tell we'll your friends out. You love them, and be amazing.
I guess it does.
Wow, that really stopped.
Yeah, yeah.
Guess who's living here with the great undead? This paint by numbers life is fucking with my head.
Hey, language.
I don't like that. That was great.
Yeah, that was good. Nice job, Steve-o.
Not as good as Carly's, but...
No, Carly nailed it.
Yeah, but that was great. I mean, for second place,
yeah,
I'm thinking Steve-o.
It's, you know, and Beth.
Oh, yeah, Solak. Beth did really good. Solak, oh, man. You know, yeah.
You want to tell people what the clatter was?
You throwing your phone?
Yeah.
You listen, either you were going to throw it or I was going to throw it. If I had to look over there and fucking watch you text for another 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That's why the Midnight Oil song went on so long. You're fucking texting.
Yeah, I had to, get rid of my phone. You think I broke it?
You can't, dude. I dropped my phone. You can't break these things. You have to drive over them.
Sounds like I broke it. We'll look later. Before we're done recording,
that's not going to stop the texts, though.
No, the texts are going to keep coming.
Who we got next?
Tor Hansen.
I like Tor.
Let's find out.
Pat Francis and the Rock Solid Nation. Tor Hansen coming to you from 111 degree Rohnert Park, California. That's in the north.
Pause
that. That means that Pat, you and your family.
Tor, you live in fucking Rohnert Park? I perform there all the time.
He doesn't like your comedy.
I guess not.
Good. Can he get a comp?
Yeah.
What's he got to do? Just message you on Facebook?
Yeah, or Twitter. Or...
Twitter, wherever?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Murr, when are you going to be there?
Well, I don't know. Now.
When was the last time you were there?
A few months ago.
Tor?
I met Sally Tomatoes there a bunch.
Sally Tomatoes?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that one of the groupies that would hang out with... Miss Pamela?
No, Sally Tomatoes is a character in Breakfast at Tiffany's, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, this woman goes by Sally Tomatoes?
I think it was a gang. I think it was a mafia guy. His name's Sally Tomatoes.
You just said you met Sally Tomatoes.
No. I perform at Sally Tomatoes.
Oh, that's the name of the club?
That's the name of the, yeah, yeah.
I thought there was a person that came to their show called Sally Tomatoes. Now,
no.
I'm not listening.
No.
Okay, back to Tor.
Sally Tomatoes is, that's the club in Rohnert Park. I think it's, because I made fun of it, and then the guy told me, oh, literally, it was a guy from some movie.
All right. Well, here's Tor Hansen again. Tor, right. You can get some comps to see Murray live in concert.
Not anymore.
Pat Francis and the Rock Solid Nation. Tor Hansen coming to you from 111 degree Rohnert Park, California.
Rohnert Park.
That's in the north. That means that Pat...
Usually these are bonus episodes, and I feel this has the feel of a bonus episode and not a legit episode.
Well, because I'm here.
Because both of us, I think, are not on our game today.
Oh, don't drag me down into your personal hell, but I agree. Alan Reed played Sally Tomato in Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Okay.
I don't know who Alan
I've
Reed
seen
is.
That movie, but it wasn't.
It's because the horribly racist Asian character dwarfs everything.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's what's the woman that's in it? Rita Hayworth. No.
No.
Katharine Hepburn.
Yeah. No.
Who is it?
The other.
Well, you don't know either.
Well, hold on. I just looked up Alan Reed. I got that one down there.
Who's the actress?
What's her face? Audrey Hepburn.
Audrey Hepburn.
Yeah.
I was close.
You were.
Because I had. H's. I had Katharine Hepburn and Hayworth. Here we go.
Hey, Alan Reed apparently did something on the Flintstones.
Oh, he's the voice of Fred.
Is he?
Yeah.
What's that buzzing?
That's your phone.
Oh, that's not even on the table.
I know.
Is he the voice of Fred?
I think he is.
All right, we'll listen to Tor. And
then you'll tell me if he's the voice of Fred?
Uh-huh.
Maybe he's Dino.
He's dead at 77. he died. Okay.
He died in
Park, California. That's in the north. That means that, Pat, you and your family are probably suffering through about 275 degrees Fahrenheit at this point. Hope you guys are staying cool along with everybody else. Coming to you for the start and stop episode, I have Code Orange, formerly the Code Orange Kids from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. They do a lot of time signature changes in their music, quite a bit of abrupt stopping and starting like this. And then they also do subtler stopping and starting like this song underneath I'm sending you, which peters out after the bridge into a complete stop and then launches back into the chorus. Thanks for letting me participate. Stay safe. Stay cool.
You want to take this one?
Well, I'm already jaded going in here for him not coming to see me in Roanoke Park. So, and were you listening to the examples he gave, or were you retrieving your phone?
No, my headphones were on the table. So when I walked over there, I could still hear what was coming out of my headphones.
Okay.
You couldn't because you're wearing headphones. So you couldn't hear that through my headphones. Like, look, if I put my headphones down like that and I play something, I can hear it. Take your headphones off.
Why are you hurting my brain?
Take your headphones off.
This is the Rock Solid Nation. Tor Hansen coming to you from 111 degree Roanoke Park, California. That's in the north.
Okay. That so means even the that examples he gave didn't really stop.
No. So that actual song tour, that there was still stuff, static, whatever. It was part of the song. The song did not stop.
No, it did not stop.
It didn't stop like Carly Anderson's song stopped.
I mean, if we're going to stop, you got to stop
like
that.
Yeah.
You know what else has stopped?
What?
Free tickets to Roanoke Park, Sally Tomatoes for Tor. He messed up. He messed up. Punishment must be.
We just heard Tor Hansen. Now we're going to hear Troy Torreson. Put their names together. You get Troy Torreson Hansen.
I don't know. You could have done better than that.
No, I could not have.
So this is Troy Torreson coming to you from New York City.
Well, let me start over.
And my start. Hey, Rock Solid. This.
When I say start over, I mean at the top of the episode. Here we go.
Have Francis.
No.
Hey, Rock Solid. This is Troy Torreson coming to you from New York City. And my start-stop song is from the band The Fall.
Okay.
It's called Cruiser's Creek. And it has a series of abrupt starts and stops, which
abrupt.
Is characteristic
oh, no.
of The Fall.
Oh, no.
But this song, Cruiser's Creek, is very much like a mainstream, is about as mainstream as they got.
We're pulling for you, Tor, though. We're
yeah,
pulling
abrupt
for you.
Makes it sound like it's not going to stop.
Yeah, I know.
It's going like, to be like, it's not going to stop.
It's like a lot of description up front. It means like they're overcompensating.
Yeah, they're covering. It's going to be rough.
We're pulling for you, though. We're pulling for you.
I'm nervous.
It's kind of a gateway drug into the very dark and sinister and funny world of The Fall. And it's from 1985's This Nation's Saving Grace. And it's probably their best album. And if you like this sort of dark take on post-punk, I think you'll like a lot of The Fall's work. So enjoy.
Stopped.
I'm on the fence.
It was quick, but I think it stopped.
Can we hear it again?
Yeah, sure. Maybe I didn't go back far enough. Hold on. It's quick.
So
but it's,
close.
But it's, I know, it's tough.
By the way, this might be the only song I've heard that by the fall that I like.
I'm going to give it a yes.
You're going to give it a yes?
I am going to give it a yes.
I'm going to remain neutral, but...
Because it was like, bah, 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 nah, nah, nah. I mean, but it was...
I will say this. You can have a comp ticket when I'm at Stand Up New York.
Okay. Good job. All right. Troy Torreson.
I still think that's... I don't...
It's close.
Yeah.
It's close.
Yeah. I mean, much better than Kyle's.
It's not even... I don't even want to talk about
it. I know.
It
was a rough time for all of
ruining
us.
Ruining my Sunday. The Lord's Day. It's ruining it.
It's my birthday.
Is it?
No.
Here comes Craig Trombley.
Hey, Pat. Craig Trombley from Ontario, Canada. The tune I have today is called Charles William. It's from All Them Witches. It's got a great stop, I guess, right in the middle.
I hope so.
Yeah, well.
I always felt this tune was a little bit creepy sounding, and then I found out it was about the guy's father. So I guess he had a good father, so the song's about bringing him back from the dead in sort of a pet cemetery situation.
Oh, okay.
Thankfully, not creepy at all. Hope you like it.
I hope it stops.
Nice. That's how you do it.
Good one,
Craig.
Leave
it to the fucking Canadians.
Nice, Craig.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I was going to say, I never even heard of this band, but I feel like somebody posted about them this past week.
That,
Too Many Witches?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like somebody posted recently about
maybe
them.
Because they're getting ready to listen to some Halloween type
probably,
music.
Or maybe, I might follow, I know, I recognize Trombley's name, so maybe we follow each other on Twitter, maybe he posted it.
Here's a song that
by the way, good job, free ticket when I met Yuck Yucks.
Here's a song that does not stop. This is Motorhead.
Oh, we know.
Didn't stop. Nope.
Was that the spot?
Yeah, that was the spot.
Kyle.
It's unbelievable.
What are you thinking?
It's unbelievable.
Stop. Stop, start. Stop. Yeah. You got to stop. He didn't stop at all.
No. He said stop.
That doesn't mean anything.
No. And the band didn't listen to him.
No.
Who's in charge of the band? I thought Lemmy was. If he yells stop, they should stop.
Well, he's dead now.
They all stopped.
I think.
Mickey D's still alive.
The guitar player's dead, right?
What's his name?
Fast.
Fast Eddie.
Is it? Yeah.
Clark.
Fast Eddie Clark,
yeah.
He's gone, right?
The Filthy Animal, whatever his name is, he's gone.
He's gone too? So just the drummer's still around?
I think their second drummer, Mickey D. I don't know.
Okay.
At me. I don't know my Motorhead history. But Mickey D now, he did drum for Motorhead. Now he drums for Scorpions.
Okay.
See how I didn't say the Scorpions? Drums for Scorpions.
Are they Scorpions?
They're too? Scorpions. Scorpions!
Who cares?
Hello, Mary!
We rock you like Hurricane!
This is Class Mine from Scorpions!
I will say this.
Yeah.
They open the Wall in Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
Roger Waters' The Wall when he did it live at The Wall.
Yeah.
They fucking come out in limos.
Of course so.
Oh, dude, that fucking rocked. Other than that, I don't care about Scorpions.
Scorpions. Do you think, let me see if I have some nonsense in here.
We've been an hour of nonsense. What are you talking about?
It's always nonsense. Let me see if I have, do I have any nonsense in here? I thought maybe I did.
Oh, shout out to Daryl Asher for sending me a copy of The Wall recently. I don't think I ever...
What do you mean a copy of The Wall?
He sent me a DVD of The Wall.
Not Blu-ray?
It might be. But so far...
So you didn't look at it? You didn't watch it?
I literally looked at it today when I got out of the shower, and I saw it on my desk.
Wait a minute. Where did it come from?
Daryl Asher, he sent it to me.
He sent it to you, but you haven't listened.
No, it's a watch. It's a DVD.
He sent you a watch?
He sent me a watch. He's a good guy.
All right. Very nice. Daryl's a great guy. He's going to be here in a couple months, too.
Oh, every time I go to Bozeman, he's out of town.
He lives in Montana. So I go to Bozeman to visit my family, and I usually try to hook up with Daryl. Daryl and I saw Roger Waters together.
I know. He went to the Pink Floyd Museum with us. Let's see what we got here.
Oh, he was the reason we went. Didn't he buy us tickets?
Yeah. One, two, three, four. That's class mine.
That's what you went looking for?
That's what I looked for.
That was going to save the show?
No.
Okay.
Nothing can.
All right.
What about this?
Hi, this is Klaus Meine of the Scorpions. You're listening to the Rock Solid Podcast.
Thank you, Klaus. He actually he did say the Scorpions.
Yeah, did you have the Scorpions on? I didn't realize
I had
that.
Him on.
Okay.
Yeah. Good times. Mm-hmm. How's Ian Beresford going to do?
Well, I'm pulling for you, buddy.
Let's find out.
Wait, which country
Hello,
is he from?
Pat and the Rock Solid listeners. This is Ian Beresford in Berwick-upon-Tweed, Northumberland, England.
Ah, he'll do good.
For the next Patreon curated episode, I'm going to take you back to 1975 with the song Make Me Smile, Come Up and See Me by Steve Harley and the Cockney Rebel. The song was number one in the UK. I don't think it was ever a hit in the US, but it's had quite a few cover versions, so some of the listeners may be familiar with it. I've just looked and I've got this song 11 times on my iTunes, so I think there's probably an unwritten rule that every 70s compilation released in the UK has to have this song on it.
Oh, it must have been a big hit.
I hope everyone enjoys it. I hope everyone's well. Thanks again, Pat, for the content.
I hope it stops.
Keep practicing your English accents.
Oh, okay.
Bye for now.
Not now. Not now.
Hey, I'm back. Given the premise of the episode, I just thought I'd add my own false ending.
We wanted to get the big drum sound, so we went to the manor and we just set up right in the fucking hall. And man, the ceilings had to be 40 feet high.
After your eighth trip to London, your accent has gotten not...
Mike, I'm telling you now.
That is the worst English accent attempt I've ever heard. We're in the manor
and we're playing the drum and the fucking Bonzo is just cranking it
Dick
up.
Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins did it better than you on that.
Let me tell you something, Mike.
Boom, Mary Poppins.
I'm going to lift your skirt up and pop you.
What?
He added that. I don't even remember that happening.
Oh, what's that noise I hear now? Hundreds of Patreons clicking cancel. What was that? But way to go. What's his name?
Ian Beresford.
Ian, man, that's how you do it. Two stops.
He stopped in an intro. He added a thing at the end.
Lost me on that. But two stops. That was great. And I don't know that song at all.
I don't know who those two guys were at the end talking. I've never heard that in my life.
That was...
I don't remember anything that happens once I push stop.
Lucky for you.
Like, this is my legacy. My kids are going to go through these when I'm gone, and they're going to listen to all these.
No, they're not.
Because they're going to want to hear their dad's voice.
No, they heard it.
They're going to hear, Dad was stupid.
Dad was dumb.
Was dumb and his friends were idiots.
How does I'm looking at your CD collection over here. How does Leo Sayer's box set bigger than everybody else's box set?
There's 10 albums in there.
Leo Sayer had 10 albums?
He has more than 10. That's just 72 through 2016.
He's still recording?
Yes.
And you and who else are buying them?
Look, I have that.
Okay.
That's probably something I'll sell after I have it all loaded into my iTunes.
Okay. Is that new?
I bought it on eBay like during COVID.
Jesus.
It goes for a lot of money.
Really?
It's hard to get. Yeah.
Really?
But that's what I do a lot of times. Let me give you an example.
Okay.
Let's say that cost $120.
Okay.
I don't think it did.
Sure.
Might have.
Okay.
So I'll buy it and I'll load it in my iTunes and then I'll sell it for $100.
Yeah, you've told me you do that. That's
which
smart.
Means for $20, I got all 10 of those albums.
Right.
you know, and I'll look at it. I did a video for it.
Okay.
So actually, I'm glad you said that. I'm going to list that on eBay today.
All right.
I don't need that.
I want 10%.
I don't need that physical.
You're going to have a gaping hole. That's the, how?
I'll shove it together.
All right. Well, I'm just saying it's.
I sold an Alice Cooper box set that I had was going for like $250 mm-hmm. a couple months ago. And as soon as I saw that, I'm like, oh, mine's out of here. Right. Mine no
later,
longer
Alice
lives
Cooper.
Here.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And I sold mine for like $220.
Nice.
Like, I don't even hesitate. I got $220.
Now, how much did you buy it for?
Oh, like 60.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So that was a win-win.
That's a profit.
Yeah. Now, you did.
Your Leo Sayer box is bigger than, is that Aerosmith over there?
No, you're in the S's. Sayer.
Well, who's that with the wings up there on the left?
Oh, those are two REO Speedwagon box sets.
Oh, okay. Why does REO Speedwagon box set that big?
Because they have so many albums.
Oh.
They have so many albums. Oh. They have 10 albums before they were popular.
Oh, okay.
It's a fact.
I'm not saying it's not.
All right. You did tell me about a song.
Oh, I thought of a second one.
Well, let's play this first one. You said Glenn Frey, the song True Love from Soul Searching.
Yes, sir. The first one that came to mind.
And you know we love Glenn Frey's solo work here. He's so good solo.
What a great person.
Okay, let's see if it stops.
Okay.
Because we're not even sure. We were debating it. I had to buy this song because I don't own this.
You don't?
Why would I?
It's good.
It's one of his better songs.
Yeah. I just know what I feel, and it's a true love.
So close, but it does stop. You know why it stops? Because it fades down from something and it comes back with something different. You know what I mean? Like it's like boom.
You mean like it stopped and then it came back?
It stopped and it came back. But yeah. Listen, it's very slight.
And it stops.
Listen.
That stops.
Yeah, but the drum is almost immediate.
Yeah, but it stops.
It does. I didn't say it didn't. Okay. I just said it's very slight.
You know why? Because the first time I heard that song and it was on MTV, I thought to myself, oh, I like how that stops and starts again.
Want to hear a really bad Glenn Frey song that I actually like? It's Party Town.
Pick one.
So bad, but I like it. Pretty bad, right?
Yeah, yeah. Man, it's a party town. I think with different lyrics it would be okay. You know they all got their heart and they pass it all around. I mean, just make a little tweak on it, make it Pussy Town. I mean, we're in, right? You're at Pussy Town.
It's not a Ted Nugent song.
The sun ups or sun down. It's all fun here in Pussy Town.
So what was the other song you thought
of? It's a shame
of?
Pilar and Chris.
We wouldn't talk like this in front of the ladies.
I feel like that could have been an Eagles song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like
it's on order with The Greeks Don't Want No Freaks.
Well, it's not that bad, but... I feel like that still had a little bit of Eagles. I feel like the other one didn't have any Eagles.
Well, Party Town was his first solo album after the Eagles were taking a long break.
Okay.
You know how long they took a break?
Till hell froze over.
Yep, exactly. That's the right answer, Murray. That's where I was going.
Yeah, all right.
All right. What other song were you thinking of? No, it's good. That means we had parallel thinking.
Does Get Back have a stomp and a start?
Yeah, I mean, but where?
It's at the end. It's at the end.
All right.
And it has to be the...
Get Back by the Beatles?
Get Back by the Beatles. It has to be the recorded version, not the live version.
Okay, I'll find it.
Okay.
Because I have all this stuff here. I'm looking for it.
All right.
What's that album called? Let It Be. All right, I think... I have the single version. That's not going to do it, right?
Let's hear it. If it's...
No, because the single version might fade at the end. Here we go. I got this. You should say I should take it to the end?
I think so, yeah, towards the end.
Okay.
Now, I'm not saying it does. I'm saying I thought of this on the way over.
All right, let's find out. won't even play. Let me take you to the end.
That's a bad one. Your mommy's waiting for you. Wearing a high heel shoe. I think you might have nailed this one. Might be the rooftop version.
No, it's just mono. Let me play it in stereo because the mono is not doing anything for me.
Get back.
Say thank you on behalf of the group.
Oh, this is the wrong version.
I have a million versions.
I know. There's like 9 versions that they released, and then there's a million different versions.
What do we do? What one?
All right. I believe you.
Okay.
It seems to be a song that might stop and start again.
Yeah.
Stop and start again. Guess what?
What?
We only got one more.
That's it?
Song. Yeah, and then a playout song.
Who is it?
It's Thomas Wallace.
You think he's going to do it?
I think so.
Think he's going to nail it?
I think, and it's a band you like.
Okay.
Rem.
Rem. Zero?
No, just Rem. It says REM.
Oh, I don't. Rem?
Rem.
Oh, I see your Rem Green over there. I was looking at that earlier.
I sent it to you. I sent you all those 2 disc sets.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Pat, and all you rock solid listeners out there. This is Thomas Wallace from Florence, Alabama. First, some old business.
You talked over him introducing himself.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Pat, and all you rock-solid listeners out there. This is Thomas Wallace from Florence, Alabama. First, some old business, Pat. Tony Greathouse and I have not yet met in person, but I trust that one day we will, even if it means I have to travel a couple hundred miles southeast to meet up with him at a drive-by trucker show. Well, now back to the business of the day. My selection for the Stop, Then Start Again episode is Radio Song by R.E.M.
Oh, okay.
From their 1991 album, Out of Time.
Right, yeah.
Please start it at the 247 mark, Pat. And as always, thank you for letting us participate in these bonus episodes.
You're welcome.
And keep on rocking. Everything to show.
Hey,
love it.
Absolutely stop. Absolutely.
Song blows.
You don't like Radio Song?
I don't love this. I remember. If do you have this copy of the song?
Do I have a copy of the song?
Yeah.
I just played it.
That's from Tor. What's his name?
No. If I have the song, I use my copy.
Go
of the
to
song.
The beginning. I think the song starts out so great, and then it just blows after the opening.
Really?
I think so. Uh-huh. And I'm a huge REM fan.
All right. Let me, I have to go into my option settings. I have to change where the song starts because he had me cue it up to 247. All right. So you want me to take it from the top?
Here we go. I think KRS-One is in this.
Hey, I can't find nothing on the radio. You'll turn to that station.
Great REM opening. Peter Buck. Mike Mills on bass right there.
Yep.
The world is collapsing around our ears. I turned up the radio. I can't hear it. When I got to the house and I called you out, I could tell.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, maybe I was wrong.
All right.
Maybe that is good all top to bottom.
I'm going to go across the room for a second. I'm going to grab something.
You going to pick up your phone that you threw earlier?
Nope, I already did that.
Okay. He's going to a pile of books, ladies and gentlemen.
This is a
giant book, orange book, his book on Trump.
No, it's not a book on Trump. That's the Patreon prize stack. This is our prize this week in conjunction with this episode. What do you think of that?
Why don't I get that?
Elton John, this book costs $75.
I cost $75 in gas to get out here.
I don't doubt it. This and look, what's the book called? Elton John at 75.
And he's that fucking houndstooth. What's he? Let me put on my glasses.
It's a coffee table book. It's in a slip case. It's a hardback book.
What this, do people have to do to win this?
All they have to do is support the show through Patreon for $2 a month. And then Friday, you go to the Patreon page. You're going to find something called the Friday Trivia Question, and you're going to answer it. And let me tell you, I'm going to tell you what the question is. This is how easy it is. I think this week's question is, who is the brown dirt cowboy?
Can I answer that and get it?
Yeah, I'll put your name in.
Really? I don't want to take it from the listeners.
I'll put your name in for fun.
I don't want to take it from the listeners.
Who is it?
It's, shut up. I'm blanking on his name. Bernie Taupin.
Yes.
Okay.
Look, we just gave you the question. You can't win this.
You know who's not in the drawing, though?
Who?
Kyle.
Hildreth,
he ruined it.
Well, Hildreth isn't a Patreon person. I let him participate in these because of all the artwork he does.
That's how he thanks you? By fucking it up, Kyle.
I know.
Dude, this thing's heavy.
I know. It's look how awesome that is.
This is great. This is
slide it out and look at it.
Excuse me.
and then when you slide it back in right to the top.
Okay.
Just open it anywhere. It's also got a couple of posters in it.
Is he gay?
Elton John?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Well, I don't know.
He was married at one point.
Okay. Just an interesting outfit.
Don't spill your coffee on it.
It's empty.
No. Okay. Don't spill yours. Don't do anything.
I like his whatever houndstooth couch he's on. That's awesome.
I know.
I'm a big houndstooth.
Look at those glasses. They're just like the ones you're wearing. What do you think of that book? Seriously.
Dude.
This is an amazing book.
This is him getting married.
Yes. There he is. I told you he's not gay.
Oh, all right. My mistake. I apologize.
I love the era when Elton wears the hat. I just love it.
That hat?
Well, not that hat.
It's
no.
A sailor? What,
no,
is that a that's, sailor hat?
No, it looks like he's working at McDonald's in 1974. It's a great book, though.
Look at Tina.
Talks about all the albums. So
dude,
good.
This is fucking... Oh, I like that hat.
Yeah, that's
this
not bad.
This is great.
That's when he was my caddy, is when he had that hat.
My friend Francesca
went
as him. In this outfit, the spangly Dodgers.
Yeah. It's iconic.
And nobody knew who she was. I was the only one who knew who she was.
Oh my God. What were you? Was it all 10? Was it a kids' party?
No, it was a big house. It was the year. Oh,
how do people
this was
not
just
know?
Two Halloweens ago because I went as the
what
Edge.
What a great costume.
I went as the Edge, like
such
I did
an
for
easy
Name
costume
that tune.
For you. Yeah, that's easy for you.
And she was the only one who got the Edge, too.
All right.
Oh, here's Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy.
Oh, who is the Brown Dirt Cowboy again?
Bernie Mac. Bernie Taupin.
So look, that's all you have to do.
I gave you guys the answer.
Go to patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast. $2 a month, you can win prizes and you can get involved in participating in these episodes where Murray and I sit here and make fun of your intros for the whole time.
Here, let me slide it up on in.
Oh, slide it in.
Isn't that a
right to the top?
Who is that?
That's Whitesnake.
Yeah, that's right.
Very subtle name and a very subtle song lyric. There you go. Slide it in. Oh,
you
get right.
You know
it's
what?
Almost
now. You're making me uncomfortable.
There you go.
Right. It's right. A really, I like the.
You might
scheme.
Be the brown dirt cowboy.
Oh, come on! I always
is that bad?
Well, yeah.
All right,
but
Elton John's Captain Fantastic.
You got to be the brown dirt cowboy.
Someone's got to be.
I did think that was derogatory.
It does seem derogatory,
right?
Doesn't it? We're making it dirty.
Well, yes, you are.
We're making,
but
you are.
No, you are.
You're
you started
making
it. But I think I made that
you
same
are.
Comment last time we talked about it because I thought it was.
We only have four jokes between us.
That's pushing it.
And I know we used only one this whole
right.
show.
And three of those are about Kyle.
Kyle.
So I don't really know.
And not Kyle Dotson.
No.
That guy brings it.
Yeah, he brings the heat.
It's the old Kyle.
Right.
All right, where can we find you and what's coming up for you?
At Murray V on Twitter. Murray Valeriano Comedy on Facebook and Instagram. I got TV shows coming up you can watch.
Mm-hmm.
Check it's aired Ring Nation with Wanda Sykes. It's syndicated, so check your local listings. I wrote an episode of the Top 10 Revealed.
What's the topic of that one? Can you tell
it? Dreamies. I did not sign an NDA, but I think I can say it's Dream Songs.
Dream songs.
And that's great. That should air sometime in January.
All right.
So that's good. And then I'm hopping on a boat to Mexico on Thursday. And then now that I'm freeing up, I'm going to bring back For What It's Worth.
Because Mary's got a gig for a while.
Mary's going to Atlanta for 4 months.
So you're going to be home with Frank. So you're going to have time to now get back into it.
Thank God.
Can Kyle Hildreth be one of the panelists?
I think we know the answer to that.
All right, no.
The answer's no. I've just been, thank God I've been so slammed. 2 years ago, I didn't think I'd ever work again. And now I have three jobs. Excellent. So I'm really happy about that. But it really did take away from there's a lot of time. And I don't want to make myself sound like I'm over, but there's a lot of time and a lot of people involved in that.
Yeah, to put that together.
And they're working, and they're all working too.
Yeah.
So I feel really bad that I haven't been able, because I love doing it, and I love that you are so always happy to do it and come on, and I appreciate it. And it's one of my, it is my favorite thing I've ever done. Now I have time, so I'm going to bring back another 10 episodes.
Yeah, you always have to make time for your favorite thing.
Yeah.
So.
But my favorite thing over the last 3 months was making money. Because I didn't do that for 2 years.
All right.
So that was my favorite thing.
That makes sense.
But I'm going to wrap Ring Nation in October. And then I finish the top 10 is done, I think. I think I have one more pass on Monday. So right, I got a lot of free time. And then I'm not taking many boats because I got to stay home with Frank.
All right.
So we got For What It's Worth. And thank you for the listeners who listened and watched that and Patreon and support my Patreon. I don't give $75 Elton John books away, but maybe I should.
Let me tell you something. If you support my show for $2 a month, that's $24 for the year.
Mm-hmm.
If you win this, that's 3 years of $2 a month.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, yeah.
I give good prizes. Look at a stack of prizes over there. I got Billy Joel colored vinyl. I got two vinyl albums. I got three of the Doobie Brothers autobiographies written by Tom Johnston and Pat Simmons. I got two of the new Cheap Trick book written by BJ Cramp. I got four of John Ross Bowie's autobiography. And I got two Best of the Damned. Each are two CD sets. And I have, what else? I have other stuff coming in the mail this week from publishers and from everyone. So
I like John.
Yeah.
Ross Bowie.
Right.
Good guy.
Yeah.
Talented.
I love
the
title.
Does he need an autobiography?
Look, if a publisher came to Murray Valeriano and said, "Hey, we'd like to publish an autobiography.
Oh, do you want to write one?" I need one.
Yeah.
I got stories.
Yeah. I leaf through it. It's a very funny book.
Really?
Yeah.
And I believe it. He's
the
talented.
Book is called No Job for a Man, which is hysterical.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
He's talking about podcasting, right?
So somebody approached him about that?
Yeah.
Or is it self-published?
No, it's not self-published.
Good for
no.
Him.
It's all legit. Those are galley copies.
I don't know what that means.
It means it's the copy, like it doesn't have the photos in it. It's the copy before the hardback goes to press.
All right.
But I got four galley copies, and they're actually it's more rare to have a galley copy because anyone can buy the book.
Sure.
But you can't get that.
You got to win this on Rock Solid.
You got to win that on Rock Solid.
Or For What It's Worth.
Or For What It's Worth. No.
Yeah. Give me one. I got to give away something to somebody.
We'll talk. All right.
John.
We are at Rock Solid Show. Kyle is at Kyle Dotson Funny, and I'm not talking about Kyle Hildreth.
No, we don't know where he's at.
We are at rocksolidpodcast.com.
Kyle's at swinginamiss.com. Why are you plugging Dotson? Is he still involved?
I have two episodes coming up with him, and he's always a part of the show. He does the tiles. He makes all the tiles.
Let me tell you something. I hired Kyle to do a pitch deck for me.
Yeah, he told me. He said, and you're easy to work with. And I said, that can't be true. He said that. He goes, Murray's really easy to work with. I go, what?
He did a fantastic job. I told, you know, our friend Chris McGuire.
Yeah, I know Chris.
All right, Chris is a showrunner and he pitches shows.
Yeah,
and I'd reached out to him because I needed somebody to make me a pitch deck.
He's married to Tess Rafferty.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, I do know who he is.
And when he got back to me, I'm like, oh, I got somebody. And he's like, how much? And I'm like, I told him, and he's like, what? And because it was a pittance of what his pitch deck people, and I showed it to him. He's like, this is. I paid way more to get this done.
So Kyle, when Chris McGuire contacts you, up your price.
Yeah, you don't up it for me.
Up it for Chris McGuire.
And I did give McGuire his name. So
I'm going to text him as soon as we're
done. I'll remind me to text Kyle because I don't think I told him that. He did a great job. He did, missed a few notes, but you know. That's,
and then McGuire would go, well, you only charge Murray this. And then Kyle would go, fuck you, McGuire.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck you, Jerry.
That's a different one.
No. All right. I got a play out song.
All right. Is it Stop and Start?
Well, I'm going to turn the mics down. I'm going to start the playout song, and then we'll decide if it stops and starts.
All right.
It's Miley Cyrus from her 2020 album, Plastic Hearts, and the song is called Hate Me, But Don't Hate Me.
Can I say something real quick?
Sure.
I like Kyle Hildreth. He's a good guy. He's a talented artist.
Why are your fingers crossed?
Oh, shut up, asshole.
All right. Turning the mics down.
All right.
Mics off.
to my face. One drink and I'm back to that place. The memories won't fade. Drowning in my thoughts.
There, how's that? That's better.
A lot of noise.
Well, I'm moving the microphone around.
Why do you move it by the stand? Why do you grab it by the microphone head?
Well, are you that much of a fucking control freak?
No, because here's what happened. If that microphone breaks, I order a new one from Amazon and I will send that one back as broken.
Yeah, so what are you worried about? You taught me that trick.
You're right. Have a fucking ball with it.